For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Hello and welcome
to Monday Waffle Grand Final Edition.
Woohoo!
It's celebration. It's been and done. I'm sure East Fremantle are still celebrating.
Most definitely. I can't believe it, Asha. The season's over.
I know. It's gone so quickly.
It's flown by.
It has. But do you know what? Season will come soon.
Next thing we know, it'll be pre-season matches.
Yeah, it will be.
But what a game.
Yes, I think there was 27,000 people at Optus Stadium for the grand final. What a turnout.
What a turnout. And as I've said the past few times, what a beautiful day for football.
Yes, it
the
was.
The sun was shining. It was a belter of a day.
It was a beautiful day for football, but an even more beautiful day to be playing your grand final at Optus Stadium.
Yes, yes. Very exciting day, that's for sure.
Yep. So let's get into it. We'll do a quick little match wrap-up from the grand final, and then James Broadhurst was at the East Frio wind-up, and then we'll be talking to
A special guest. Don't give away too much, Asha.
I won't. You have to keep listening.
Don't turn us off. But quickly before we do the league wrap-up, so in Colts, Claremont took out the title, 10-7-67, defeated Perth, 8-8-56. So that's a tight game.
Yeah.
11 points. So congratulations there, Claremont. And in the reserves, Swan Districts, even tighter game. Yeah. Swan Districts took out the crown, 7-15. So a little bit of an inaccuracy there. 7-15-57, defeated West Perth, 8-6-54.
Wow.
Their hearts would have been racing those final minutes. Wow. Well, congrats, Swan Districts. Now on to the big dance.
Yes.
East Frio and Peel Thunder.
Yes. So East Frio, it was 12 goals, 13, 85, defeating Peel Thunder. Defeating Peel Thunder, 6 goals, 10, 46. So that was a 39-point win on Sunday at Optus Stadium, and it claimed their first Premiership Cup in 25 years.
What an achievement, honestly, to win a Premiership and then to beat the drought.
Yeah.
You would be on top of the world.
And on top of that, it was actually the 11th consecutive victory for the Sharks, and they took on a list featuring 11 Fremantle listed players. So that is just such a big season for them.
Yeah, pat on the back, East Frio. That is a ripper. So, for Sharks, they did have a bit of a wasteful first half. East Fremantle found some fluency in the second half, booting 6 goals to win with 12. So, they had double the amount of goals, 12-6.
Yeah.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
It's those little things.
We were looking at the stats before, and we'll get into that soon, but we were a bit shocked.
To say the least.
Yes. And so it was a mauling early by the Sharks, with two-time Subiaco Premiership star Harry Marsh kicking the opening goal within the first minute. And the Sharks' pressure was so intense.
It was like 36 seconds in or something ridiculous. Like, if that doesn't set the pace of the day, I don't know what was.
Yes.
You would kick that and just be like, yes, we're on.
It got even better because they were just suffocating Thunder's ball movement. And within 6 minutes, they also put through 3 goals.
That pressure.
Yep.
They had their eye on the prize, Asha.
They did. They were hungry.
They were hungry. Hungry for some Thunder. So once Peel settled in, they did boot some nice opportunistic goals, but it was the snapping up in the goal square and the classy set shots of the Sharks which led them to a 28-point lead at the final break. So there was a bit of gap. There was a bit of groundwork that Peel had to do. Like, it's not too out of range. It's doable, but it's not as close as you want it to be.
No.
They really had to work hard.
Yeah, and I just think, unfortunately, it didn't go their way.
They just didn't work hard enough, unfortunately. It happens.
It happens.
So the Sharks midfield played a crucial role in their win. It was led by the Simpson medalist, congratulations as well, Milan Murdoch, who had 27 disposals, 6 tackles, 7 inside 50s, 3 clearances and a goal. Well, yep. So much going on there. And Tom Joyce, who had 30 disposals, 7 clearances and a goal as well. So they were just too strong in the contest. Obviously, by those stats, they were just strong everywhere.
Yeah.
And then captain Matt Jupp had 13 disposals and 7 marks, and he kept Josh Corbett goalless for the whole game.
Yeah.
Which is...
big achievement.
Big, big. Yep.
Yep. And then Thunder's best on ground were Travis Collier. He had 2 goals, 2 tackles, 14 disposals. Corey Wagner, 31 disposals, 15 tackles and 8 inside 50s. And we were just talking about this before, Liz, but I was pretty shocked when I went and had a look at the stats to see the difference in disposals between the Sharks and Peel Thunder.
Yes, it was a big difference. So Sharks finished on 369 and Peel had 284.
Yep.
So what's that?
Quick math.
Quick math. 85. 85 disposals difference.
Yeah, and I think that definitely showed through.
That's, yeah.
Through the score.
Yeah, it's all those little things.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it wasn't Peel's day. They still did have a great season, making it all the way to the top, the big dance, just couldn't follow through. So still congrats to Peel, but it's time for East Frio to celebrate this win for many, 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 many years to come.
Yep.
This is a big moment in club history for them, and it's going to be talked about forever and ever. Yes. So all the boys in the team, congrats. Well done. Bring on next season, hey?
Yep. And speaking of East Frio's celebrations, Monday Waffles James Broadhurst was there at the wind-up, and he's going to give us a little bit of an inside scoop into it.
Let's take a listen.
Thanks, Asha and Liz. I somehow managed to find myself in the middle of a sunny courtyard in South Lake surrounded by Sharks. There were some dusty-looking players in club colours, none better dressed than the captain Matthew Jupp. Still wearing the white and red boots from game day, footy shorts and a very stained East Frio jumper. Chatting with Jupp, the reality of being a premiership player, no less a premiership captain, still hadn't quite sunk in. For what he and the club has been through this year, you couldn't make this up. No home ground. Their Marmion Street HQ is undergoing redevelopment. Allegations of salary cap breaches the week before their first game in the finals, and their CEO announcing his resignation less than a fortnight later. All this and still, Jupp managed to keep the group focused. Training at 10 grounds throughout the season, clocking up their 11th consecutive win, premiership number 30, and their first flag since 1998. With one trophy in the cabinet, could they go back to back? No Sharks team has done that since the 1940s. Speaking with John O'Marsh, it was clear a few of the best 22 were absent on game day through injury. Perhaps motivation for 2024. The Simpson medalist, shy on camera, but his game said enough. There were a few AFL scouts in the stands, including Alistair Clarkson. Perhaps someone like Murdoch could be wearing blue and white of a different kind in the next 12 months. Their coach, grounded, realistic. No game reviews, or at least not yet. Bill Monahan happy to let the players revel in their success. For everything they've overcome, they well and truly deserve the palmies, pints and steak sandwiches which were hitting the tables on this beautiful King's Birthday public holiday. Back to you in the studio.
Asha, we have a very special next guest.
Yes, we do. Probably
the most special.
The specialist of them all.
We are joined by East Frio captain Matt Jupp.
Yes, we're going to talk to him a little bit about that grand final victory and a couple other fun facts, I think. We'll find out.
We'll give us a little bit of insight into East Frio. Welcome to the Monday Waffle.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So we'll get straight to it. Congratulations as well. How does it feel to be the captain of a team that broke a 25-year drought? That's huge.
Yeah, just hearing that sounds pretty surreal. It's been an absolute whirlwind since Sunday, and I felt every emotion under the sun. So yeah, it feels really special, and I'm just really happy for the club, my teammates and the coaches who put in so much hard work to get here.
Was there ever a moment where you thought we're going to win during the game? You obviously led it from the first break.
Yeah, we sort of said this a few times. We're really lucky. With about 5 or 10 minutes to go, I was afforded the chance to sort of look up at the scoreboard, and I could tell by then we were probably going to win the game. And look, I got pretty emotional on the field. I started to well up a little bit because it all just struck me, you know, how much hard work we'd put in, and we're finally going to climb that mountain that we've been trying for so long. So yeah, I got a little emotional throughout the day and throughout the night as well, and I've certainly got a lot of stick from my teammates for that.
Yeah, as you would, winning a premiership for one is a huge achievement, but the way you guys did it too and breaking that drought just adds a whole new level to it. Was it hard to sort of keep your head in the finals game? Because obviously East Frio had been in the media and all that because of the alleged breaches. Was it hard to sort of concentrate on what you guys were doing?
Look, when that news came out, it was the first week of the finals, and we were lucky enough to have a bye that weekend because we finished on top of the ladder. So I'll be honest, if that we sort of found out on a Saturday, if we found out about that the same day we were to play, I think that would have played a major role on that specific game. But we had a chance, you know, we had a week to deal with the news. We met as a group, we processed it. To be honest, it was completely out of the players' control. We had sort of no bearing on what had happened, and we couldn't control it. So once you realise that and you spend, you know, a couple of hours just getting through that process, it didn't play on our minds at all throughout the rest of the finals campaign. And look, I think that we proved that with our performances. You know, we didn't lose a game after that, and two big finals wins, you know, it's pretty awesome.
It definitely is, and it's like hats off to you guys for being able to just put that to the side and just focus on what you came to do, and you guys obviously achieved it. And
yeah.
So if you weren't playing footy, what would your weekends consist of?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably spending a lot more time with my family and friends. It's funny, like waffle footy, It's a massive sacrifice that you make to play at this level throughout the year. Like we train 52 weeks in a year. We probably train 40 of those 52 weeks almost every night, and obviously then play on the weekends. So the people that make the sacrifices aren't just the players and the coaches. It's actually the families, like your parents, your friends, your partners who... you know, they don't get to go on holidays with you during that 40-week period. They don't get to spend quality time together and go out for dinner on a Friday night because you're preparing for a game on the Saturday. Just those little things. So, you know, they're probably the unsung heroes of it all, that they allow you the ability to go and do what we do and put in the time and effort that it needs to achieve success at this level. So, what would I do? Long-winded answer, I'd probably spend more time with them because they're the ones who probably make the biggest sacrifice out of everyone.
Yeah, lovely. We were just saying that as much as the season's over, next thing we know, it's going to be pre-season. We're going to have the pre-season matches on. So for you guys, I'm sure you enjoy this downtime, but it must fly by.
Yeah, it does. It's already been a week. Yeah, I think that's one thing that I'm really focusing on is just soaking and sitting in this one for a little bit longer because it's taken me so long to get here. And I know that, you know, you finish the season in years gone by and your mind immediately flicks to how do I get better? How do I get better? And there will be a time for that in the next couple of weeks, I'm sure. But I'm just going to sit in this one for a little bit longer because, probably deserve this one and we've earned it.
Yes, definitely well deserved.
So, who has the best taste in music at the club?
Well, that's a good question. funny, like, I'm 30. I turned 30 on Thursday, so I'm one of the older lads. The music style and choice has significantly changed in my time at the club. Some of the trap music and the house music that gets thrown around the gym these days, I don't understand how you can sit there and enjoy just like a constant loud thud without any words.
I know.
I don't really get that.
I know that Subiaco, that one of the boiler rooms is their go-to.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Well, I'm sure a couple of the other lads are throwing around the boiler rooms at our club. Look, I think I'm going to have to sort of flick that. There's a guy by the name of Austin Ball. He's a young fella, and he plays a bit of that boiler room stuff, but I look him in the eye when we go to the gym and I said, don't give me any of that crap today. So he puts on a few of the sing-alongs for me. So
that's good.
Do you or the team have like a pre-game song that you listen to?
I'm just trying to think. I know Drake gets a bit of a run. There's a song by Frank Moody. It's called Dopamine. Give it a whirl. It's a good little track. That one certainly gets a fair run.
So you're going to have to throw someone under the bus here. Who has the worst change room etiquette?
This is a real throw under the bus. Guy by the name of Matthew Burton, he is pretty smelly. So you don't want to be anywhere near him. But we haven't really had change rooms this year. In all seriousness, we've been sort of out in the open the entire year. We haven't had a change room or a shower or anything like that. So it hasn't been too big of a problem this year. You're not really sharing a locker with anyone. We don't have any. So, yeah.
So we're going to finish off with a bit of a quick fire round. So pizza or pasta?
Pasta.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs, easily.
Good choice. Summer or winter?
Summer.
Soccer or rugby?
Soccer. I'm really getting around Tottenham with Ange Postecoglou at the helm this year.
Yes.
So I've signed up to Optus Sport and I'm really enjoying that.
Oh, that's good. I loved the Robbie Williams remixes when he posted it after all the fans were singing it.
So good.
Pretty epic.
Yep.
Beach or pool?
Beach. I live in North Frio, right on the beach, in front of the Orange Box. My partner and I are renting, so we got privileged access, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, amazing. Jealous.
And favourite colour?
Red, because I've got red hair.
The question was red or white, and I meant wine, not favourite colour.
Red or white. I said colour.
Red wine or white wine?
Red, white, South Frio, so give me anything other than that.
Good answer. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Matt. We really appreciate it. And yes, soak up everything that you can. You guys deserve it.
And a big congratulations from Monday Waffle to you guys.
Well done, girls, and continue the good work. You're doing some good things, so well done.
Thanks. Cheers. Have a good one.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
What a very lovely man, Asha.
A good chat with the Premiership captain.
Very articulate. Articulate?
Articulate, yes.
Yes, very well spoken. Thanks again, Matt, for joining us, and congrats
on the big win
to East Frio.
Yeah.
And that is it of the Monday Waffle for the 2023 season.
I know.
It's kind of sad, Asha.
I know, it's been a lot this season. So much to unpack.
Lots of happy days, lots of sad days.
Lots of reviewing. Lots of laughs.
Lots of laughs. But unfortunately, guys, we're not coming back next year.
No, we're not.
I am done with uni.
We'll have a new set of hosts for you. We can't tell you who that will be yet, but you'll have to stay tuned for next year's first episode, then you'll find out.
2024 waffle season.
Yep.
Well, it's been a great time.
Yes,
thank you
has.
To all the listeners out there. We hope you've enjoyed the Monday Waffle as much as we have.
And you can keep enjoying it next season.
And even in off-season, if you just want to replay.
Yeah,
re-listen to the episodes. Relive.
Relive the memories.
Relive the season that was 2023. Well, we are signing off for one final time.
Yes. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao. for now.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.